Good afternoon. Welcome to the Joyous Journey with me, your host, DJ 2Js, aka Seaman Jackson Wanis. The current time is 3:07 p.m. and you're listening in to 106.3 AFM Bahrain the Eagle. We're bringing you live with Money Matters with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the NSA Personal Financial Manager. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Nice, moist, balmy day here in Bahrain.
It is. And you know, my first day back, I'm happy to spend it with you for our first little hour here.
I'm glad you're back.
Me too. It's been a lonely past 2 days. But nonetheless, we have that question of the day on the AFM Bahrain Facebook page. What is one invention you cannot live without?
I mean, I think I'm going to go with the easy one, and that's cell phone. Mm-hmm. Everybody has definitely got that lifestyle bend onto it. I will say that if you can, like, basically fast from technology, it's amazing how you, I don't want to say return to your adaptive ways, but yeah, it's kind of crazy. I think when I travel, I try to do it the most.
Yeah,
like I'm not in a rush to make sure my SIM card's updated or something like that. I'm just like, oh, you can't call me. Oh, shucks, that's too bad, you know? But yeah, just even to get away from the TV, like I think a lot of like kids, even they don't even know what commercials are.
Yeah,
like it's way different. You're just streaming everything.
That's what I look forward to for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's way different. Yeah, no, people don't even know now. Like yeah. You're like, oh, the commercials, and they're like, well, those what? Are, and they're, you know, little 30-second drops or something. Like, no, it was like here's 4 minutes where you would sit and see your new cereal or
paid programming.
Yeah, whatever. Like yeah, vintage at night. Like, yeah. There's no such thing as like those infomercials or whatever in that same way now. So
middle of the night, yeah. 12 a.m. just wake up on the couch and all of a sudden they're advertising jewelry for $10.
Yeah. Or, man, I've always needed those frying pans. Like you don't even know how to cook, bro. But yeah.
Call now in the next 15 minutes.
Exactly. So yeah. So, I mean, I don't know as far as that goes now, because your phone encompasses so many inventions. It's mm-hmm. not even like your phone. Now it's just like, hey, hand me my camera. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you can stream everything, right? You can get your Netflix or whatever on there, too. So yeah. your live sports and whatever else. So, yeah, I think I'm going to take the easy way out and go with cell phone on that one.
Yeah, I went more broad, electricity in general.
Right.
I mean, it still encompasses everything, you know,
yeah.
Cell phones, electric cars, all that definitely. Kind of stuff.
And, I think it's going to be actually super underrated pretty soon, because people yeah. are going to need electricity so much that the demand is going to be so high for it that yeah. we're going to be like, oh, man, it's not even going to be about like how everything now is like clean. Right. We want to mm-hmm. do it and have electric vehicles, and then we're going to understand the demand will be so great
yeah.
that we're going to be like, well, how do we get that electricity exactly? So, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I originally started with fire.
Right. I don't know if natural elements count, because I was going to go, well, why don't we just go with water on that one then? We
yeah.
need that water. But
I
yeah.
agree. But, I mean, at the end of the day, man-made fires, you know, created by Homo erectus back
then. I mean, now we're getting a little deep on that one. I was just going with like lightning strike and then like stuff catches on fire. But yeah, I got you. I got you. I mean, we are like the only guys that cook our food, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you believe in that evolutionary chain, then we got to be pretty important, because, I mean, my dog may like cooked food, but he ain't cooking it. You know yeah. what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely. I got you.
Yeah. But what are we going to be talking about today on Money Matters?
So, since we talked about back to school last week, mm-hmm. I figured that this would be a good week kind of transitioning in a little bit more an application for everybody. And that would be just like financial education. Mm-hmm. And so we can talk about some of those aspects, like where we get it from, who can provide it for us, and all of that kind of great stuff, because we got some great opportunities kind of face-to-face in person here at NSA, but then there's also some good online stuff that we can get out to everybody.
Maximum Music.
I love you too.
Oh, Rob Thomas.
John Mayer.
I don't listen to anything else.
Minimum Repeats.
Very good variety of music.
They play the greatest music all day long.
AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. We're just chatting up, getting ready to talk about some of the best financial education opportunities here at NSA Bahrain. So what are some great opportunities out there?
Well, like obviously for us at Fleet and Family, it starts with the fact that one of our primary responsibilities is to train the in-person training for the CFSs, the command financial specialists. Mm-hmm. And the command financial specialists are the guys that pull the collateral for their command that they're assigned to. And the instruction says that you're covering at a command with 25 sailors. So like your command wouldn't have a CFS, it's not mandated to, but that's what we do, is we help cover your command. But once it gets above that, for every 75, you've got to have one CFS. And for out here, we try to get that closer to 1 to 50, so that we're kind of saturating the command with CFSs more, just because of everybody's schedule. Mm-hmm. And knowing what that means. And so coming back around to why that's important is because the CFS for us is like a force multiplier. So once we train them, they're within those commands and they become a hub of resource for your financial needs. So it doesn't have to be something that you're like in debt and how do I get rescued or something. It's just the fact of also preventative maintenance. So we've talked about this before, how like at least in the United States, our education system is just now picking up why we should have financial education for people.
Yeah.
And so these guys are just with everything. None of us are experts. So you don't have to have a degree in finance or anything like that. Matter of fact, we found that most of the guys that don't have stuff actually learn better because they don't have any kind of background or history that is kind of steering them as far as preferences of how to do things. And so they end up kind of following that curriculum spot on, and it makes it to where they're always learning. And that's a thing that we want to stay consistent, is that as we kind of say, times are always changing. We weren't even really talking about cryptocurrency that many years ago. And so as things like that are evolving, we want to say like, okay, how does that affect us?
Yeah.
Especially from the active duty component or maybe an investing component. How do we get involved with it? Especially from a legal standpoint of making sure that we understand what that means.
Yeah, even like the whole NFT thing too.
Correct, yeah.
I mean, that kind of shot out of nowhere and is everywhere. I mean, people are making NFTs, and then it kind of shot down a year or two later, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, stuff always going to come up talking about how you can make the most money, where you can put your money in, it will shoot into the sky.
Like, right, yeah.
Like for that little short time, GameStop stock was like one of the biggest things. It increased and your money went up like multitudes. Then he kept that money in there for a month later and it dropped drastically. So it's kind of weird, but there's always always the best rule of thumb is do your research.
Definitely, yeah.
Wherever you go, even if you're going to like a ship on deployment, how can people find CFSs on ship? Is there like a little area or anything?
Yeah, so especially for our guys out here, then we try to make sure that there's at least two, if not three. Now, part of that comes up to like what the CO wants to do. Mm-hmm. He's got to allow that threshold to kind of be lower. But most of the time, leadership is going to find the advantage in that, in understanding that just having more availability is going to create kind of the opportunity for people to get involved. So sometimes, honestly, it comes down to personality too, right? That you sit and talk with somebody, you want to trust them when you're talking about your finances. I know that for us, when we deal with somebody specific, then we talk about we follow the Privacy Act statement to make sure that you understand that we treat your finances basically kind of like your medical record, that it's yours and it's not for everybody to know about. So even if I'm going to consult somebody else in my office, then I got to ask your permission to do that.
Yeah.
So it's that important. And so CFSs are somebody that, again, if your command is not big enough and you can't have that availability, then we make sure that we get that support out to you.
Maximum music.
I love it when you guys play Fuel, Red Hot Chili Peppers,
Black Eyed Peas.
Minimum repeats.
80s music. I love listening to The Cars, Modern Ingress.
AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. getting ready to talk about. We were just talking about some of the best ways that you can find your CFSs, talk to them, what you can talk to them about.
Yeah.
What are some other options out there? I heard you talk about FinRed a lot in our previous shows. What exactly is FinRed?
So that's kind of the opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to like your opportunity for education as far as availability. So the fact of like having one-on-one or face-to-face gives you a way that you can interact and ask questions, kind of like how you and I are doing right now.
Yeah.
Whereas then, obviously, most of that's going to have to happen on like some kind of duty time. But if you're not at work, you don't have the opportunity to get to a CFS, or you can't get to FFSC, or even some of your questions like with your CPPA or something like that, that happens like within your command, then you're going to want to know what you can do kind of off duty time.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're somebody gets up in the middle of the night and they're like, oh man, I can't believe it. I don't know. Like, I want to make millions of dollars. How do I invest things or whatever it's going to be? Like you chase rabbits, you know, a lot of people that anxiety, and it's not, I mean, we'll talk about stress later on with it, but sometimes it's more like what I call Disneyland anxiety. Like they're just excited about like, man, I heard about whatever this is. And that's where FinRed comes in. So it's like, it's based off of the old financial readiness site. So it's finred.gov. And that's where you can go on and literally from basically cradle to grave, anything that is associated financially with it, you can go over there. And I tell everybody it's like chasing rabbits. Like you'll come up with an idea and then another one will pop up and another one, and you'll be going and like, man, next thing you know, you're kind of going all over the place. So if you have a great agenda, then that's cool. You kind of go down and check your boxes. But if you're just looking for basic information about, you know, how to start savings and investing, what it means for like your TSP basics, like run the gamut of financial information and it's there. So one of the big things we talk about is like estate planning. So we actually have that class. We'll talk about classes on the next segment, but just looking and seeing like what your options are, FinRed is always there. So that's a great thing, is the availability of it. And then that's kind of, I don't want to say partnered with, but another option you got is Military OneSource. So Military OneSource covers a lot of ground, and a big chunk of that is finances. And so they'll even help you out. They're big for taxes.
Yeah.
As far as like, yeah, and they're out here, they're really underutilized. And I don't know, we try to promote them, and I'm not like, I don't get paid by them or anything like that, but they're just a great resource, you know?
Yeah.
And they do, they cover a lot of other things too. So they, you know, it's not just finances. If you move, then they're going to be like, that's where Move.mil went to, and counseling. So they can do that, not just financial counseling, but social counseling and stuff that they've got, family driven things. They'll deal with, you know, communication, whether that's at work or at home. It covers a whole lot of ground, but that's like, again, finances for Military OneSource are just part of it, whereas FinRed, that's all it's there for.
Yeah, my when I was at the suicide prevention course over at the chapel the other day, biggest site that they recommended was Military OneSource.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also the site that they recommend for taxes.
Yeah.
And it's, like you said, it's really everywhere, and it covers pretty much every spectrum of our career.
Yeah, some guys call it the online fleet and family. So, like, you know, our doors are only open so much.
Yeah.
Then you go on to Military OneSource, and you're like, wait, I can talk to you right now. It's like, yeah, it's 9 o'clock at night, and you can go talk with them, but you can't talk with us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's got a lot of stuff, and, yeah, it covers a bunch. But yeah, those are resources that people don't use though.
Mm-hmm.
And they should, they're out there, and it's not like they cost anything. You just got to get on, and then, you know, make sure the more you have a specific area that you want to focus on, the easier it is to get help.
Yeah.
If you're just looking at general stuff, then that's good too. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's kind of like looking for a job. Like, do I just want to work? Or do I want to work and do something specific? Because your resume is going to look totally different for that. So when it comes to finances, the more focused you can be on whatever that is, and sometimes you discover kind of what your priority is as you start going. You may not even realize it at first.
Yeah, that's another big thing that we talk a lot about on the show. You know, financial health, mental health, physical health, they all correlate with each other. And like you were saying before, if you want to just focus on one thing, or just the broad spectrum, they're both mm-hmm. good. But it's always important just to attack that problem at the site of it
yeah.
to really restable yourself. Because if one of those starts slipping, it's a slippery slope, and everything else in your life will feel like you're just slipping down and down and down until you eventually get the help you need, with whether it's financial health or mental health, whatever it yeah. is. But the options are out there, and they are readily available for anyone.
Okay, let's be honest. If Van Gogh were alive today and he had to listen to the competition, he'd probably cut off the other ear. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
Good afternoon. Welcome. We are here with Mr. Patrick Underwear, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. Yeah, we're just talking, you know, getting formal, getting ready to talk about some more options for your personal financial needs. I mean, this is a vast variety. We're just talking about, you know, financial health again and how important it is, and how mm-hmm. once it starts slipping, everything can feel like it's slipping. But there's always options.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Not to mention, they're free.
Yeah.
As we were just talking about.
Right. And I think that's a great thing. Like, sometimes it's really simple. So, again, this kind of ties in with when you were asking about CFSs. Like, yeah. what if I don't have a CFS? Well, some of the things that we do at Fleet and Family are that we have open classes. So you go on, you know, sign up, register through us, call, email, whatever. And then, you know, when you see the classes on the calendar, I mean, if you see them there, they're open to whoever wants to sign up for them. And if you can get there, then you can, you know, be a part of it. And of course, we do a lot of stuff specific for command, like on whatever the request is or the specific area, whether or not, you know, the leadership sees trends or whatever it is. But yeah. the classes are stuff that we basically have, I don't know, I'd say 2024 that we cycle throughout the year of different subjects. And so we'll talk about, you know, digital currency, like what we were, you know, alluding to earlier. And then, you know, estate planning, mm-hmm. what your retirement is like. One of the classes we did a little while ago is like, am I ready to retire? So
I did a little commercial on that.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it's, you know, sometimes guys don't think about it until they get ready to. And then they're Definitely. Like, oh, man, financially, like I can't.
Yeah.
I got to have some more options here. And so that's like what we discuss, is kind of like setting those goals and your timeline for whatever you want in your life. Right. So right now you are single. You don't really have a whole lot to like be concerned about with, oh, I wonder if I should get what kind of house does my wife want? Like, you don't even have a wife. Who yeah. cares, you know? And so your goals now are going to be different than what they're going to be 10 years from now, than what they're going to be 20 years from now. And so all we do is focus on where you're at now and then where you want to be.
Definitely. And also with what you're talking about with like classes and stuff like that, though, mm-hmm. that stuff's also free as well.
Definitely.
What are some classes coming up that we can look forward to?
Yeah, so for what we try to do, or I should say on my side specifically, mm-hmm. is try to balance out, especially this time of year, of the guys that are like on one side of the installation, the guys that are on the other. And so we've been focusing a lot on the WRC, the Waterfront Resiliency Center, uh-huh. which is right out there by Subway. And we've got classes basically on Tuesdays. And so that's like the rhythm. You can look at the calendar for the variety that we got going. But one of the things that we're going to be focusing on is estate planning. So basically, you got stuff. Who's going to get it when things happen? Mm-hmm. And so that can be, you know, really positive, that as you're looking to buy a house, what are the components of that and all of that kind of thing. And, you know, I mean, maybe you got a big, deep Pokemon card collection. You know, I'm not going to judge, because if those things are worth money, you're going to want to make sure that you take care of that, right? Yeah. That's an asset like a lot of other things could be. And so, you know, how do you take care of that? What does that mean? If you're contributing to your TSP right now, do you have a beneficiary for that? Who's going to get that? And you're like, oh, yeah, my mom is. But what if you get married? I mean, is your mom still going to get it?
Yeah.
You just want to process and think about stuff like that. And that's the kind of stuff, too, that we're going to talk about TSP. Also, that's another one that that's the obviously the vehicle that you guys have for retirement. Mm-hmm. And or I should say one of them. But that's the government. your employers provided one, and then what that means when you go off into the civilian world, too. So, yeah, what are your options for those different things? And again, it's free, so you might as well show up.
If we'd known we were going to be around this long, we'd have taken better care of ourselves. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain, just talking about some of the fleeing family classes coming up. You know, it's a lot of stuff. And sometimes they even have two classes a day at the same spot, hour apart. You know, it's worth it. It's definitely important to start now versus later because you're young now. That's the biggest thing to you and young sailors. Start your military career right and in the right path. And there's no better way to do that than get some information from Fleet and Family.
Yeah, I think that's like real simple. It's credited to Einstein. I wasn't there when he said it, if he did, but he said that compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so those who know about it earn it, and those who don't pay it. And so it's a matter, honestly, really simply of just starting early and staying consistent. And so if you're basically 20 years old and you want to get to having $1 million, I mean, I want to say that that's at like an 8% return that you could basically put in, $200 in a month, and you're going to get there with no problem. If you wait until you're 40 to do that same thing, so 20 years, but see, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to earn more. So since I'm going to be in my heavy earning years, then I'm going to have more money to do it. But more often what happens is you also increase all of your lifestyle expenses too.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're young, you don't have those same responsibilities. And then as you got to worry about buying cars and paying for diapers and mortgages and everything else like that, you're still not putting money away. So if you try to play catch up at 40 with the same percentage of earning, you'd have to put $2,000 a month away.
Oh, wow.
And so realizing that you can just start young and stay consistent. And we go over all those kinds of calculators too, just like for fun, as tools of like, hey, this is some of your options. Cause some guys out here, they're going to get paid a little bit better. And so they say, well, what if I kind of stack it over the 2 years that I'm out here? It's like, perfect. Then you can concentrate in it. And then if you never touch it, this is how the math works out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just see what your options are as far as the frequency of contribution, maybe the kinds of things that you're going to contribute to, what your options are that way. But like you said, the classes that we have, financially, we do try to kind of package things close together to keep your time efficient. And we try to do stuff around lunchtime, too. We found that kind of works a little bit easier for guys' schedules.
Yeah, definitely.
But then all of those kinds of things piggyback onto some of the other classes that are offered, too, that are job related, whether that's like resume stuff. Some of it is like our, you know, socially driven things of like time management, how you can just be a better person as a whole. So you and I've talked about that a lot of, you know, finances are an aspect of it. But when you look at the total person, we want to do our best to try to take care of the entire package.
Yep.
And, you know, we've talked physically about that, how like your version of a workout and somebody else's can be two totally different things. But the physical aspect of taking care of yourself socially, emotionally, spiritually, that whole entire balance, that finances are just one aspect of it. And they're unfortunately something that we don't do well in our education and in our country. And so we've talked about it before in the past of like we teach 1 + 1 to preschoolers, but we don't teach them $1 + $1. More importantly, $1 - $1.
Yeah.
And what that means to your wallet, what that means to your future of like really simply just spending less than what you make.
Definitely.
And then how that impacts you. Like just simple things like that.
Yeah, no, I mean, growing up, it would be bizarre to me. You know, you could fail out of high school, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, you can still become rich. You can still get money. You don't need education to get that because real world is not school. I mean, you don't have to know when Christopher Columbus came to America and sailed the open seas, you know?
Right.
And you don't have to know about all the great world wars that have happened in our past just to earn some money.
Right.
It's kind of crazy that they still have not changed any of the schooling, really. Maybe they've added some like electives and classes like that, which is nice. But at the end of the day, it's still all, it's always the same thing. I mean, it's always the kid who thinks school is just beneath him. And the teacher who needs to enforce it, sadly.
Yeah, I mean, we're not all, like we talked about last week, we may not all be Tony Stark, right? Yep. So, you know, we got that. What was Tony Stark, like MIT at 17 or something like that? So anyway, now that we're back in the real world with the fact of how education works, because the seriousness of, and that's, again, kind of how our CFSs come and tie in. It's not the directive of what your education background may or may not be. It's the fact of, are you not an expert, but an educator? Are you willing to take what you know and that financial knowledge and pass it on to other people and help them out so that they can understand how they can improve their situation?
Kicking butt and taking initials. We ain't got time to take names. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
We're back here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. And we're just getting ready to talk about the personal side to your finances. What do you have to share on that?
Yeah, I think it's important that, like you had said, the resources that we talk about are free. Yep. And knowing what those resources can do, like what the benefit is, a lot of times people are like, well, my goal isn't to be like a bajillionaire. It's like, well, that's cool. What we want to do is make sure that, like we've talked about, how that affects other things. And so kind of that freedom that you have in being able to make decisions because you're financially prepared and stable to do that. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times what we don't understand is that when we don't have that, or we're kind of saddled with debt because we haven't managed money really well, how that can affect us. And so as we look at that effect, obviously with Fleet and Family, we've got different aspects of that. You know, what we provide in one of those things is counseling. And if you feel overwhelmed, then you've got to know, too, how to deal with that. It's not just, I'm going to run away and hope everything gets fixed. You know, like you had said before, we got to deal with our problems. But how we deal with them is really important.
Yep.
And so a lot of times people don't know, hey, you know, if you owe a certain amount of money on whatever it is, have you ever tried to actually just pick up the phone and call and say, like, hey, you know, I've made my payments on time for the past 3 years. Is there a way I can get a better thing? Or, you know, I'm overseas, you know, away from everything. Can we? Oh, wow. Yeah, no problem. Like, we don't understand sometimes. We've just got to ask for help. Yep. And so that's the same thing. We do a presentation in TAP and some of the classes that we talk about of like what your net worth is. So you take, you know, the assets of what you have and then subtract your liabilities, and that's how you find your net worth. And for a lot of people, they've got way more liability than they do asset. And so that means their net worth is not only like zero, it's like negative, it's in the red. And that's not something you're feeling super confident about, you know? But one of the things that I talk about, and I say it's probably the most important slide that I present, is the fact that your net worth does not equate your personal value. So you can always make another dollar tomorrow, but you can only make one of you. And so if we're just dealing with you as a person, we want to make sure that you're healthy and that you can get not just financial help, but if you need that kind of social help, that emotional support, that you can get that too. So whether that's something in your command or your MFLACs or counselors, mental health at the clinic, that you understand what your resources are and how important that is, for sure. Because like we've talked about, it is a balance. So financial education is a great benefit that we have. But we also have to understand all the other pieces of how that fits together.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on for our Money Matters today. It's been a blessing.
No doubt. And I just want to give a quick shout out to DJ Renaissance, as she is on the way out the door.
She is indeed.
Yeah. You know that she's been a big part of the family here. But just, yeah, all the times that we've been able to work with her over the past little bit. But, you know, safe travels, fair winds, falling seas.
Indeed. In about 4 minutes, we've got your news and sports highlights from the States. And in the next hour, we'll be talking about and getting into some of the best gaming franchises in history. Coming up is Good Luck Babe by Chappelle Roan.